I'm Tricia Torrey, the founder and executive director of AFA, the Alliance of Professional Health Advocates. This is our bonus podcast added to our series of podcasts entitled, Is Independent Advocacy Right for Me? And it's called, Well, What Questions Haven't I Asked? You've identified yourself as someone who thinks that just maybe advocacy is right for you. We want you to be sure that independent advocacy is a good fit before you invest your time, money, and efforts and emotions into carving your niche in our advocacy world. So we've looked at some of the many decision-maker questions that advocates think to ask as they consider independent advocacy. We've reviewed some of the dozens of services an advocate might provide. We've talked about whether you can actually make a living, a range of charges and other financial considerations. We've considered experience, education, including certification. We've reviewed the overview of how patients find you to work with you. And finally, the ability or lack thereof of employer-type jobs. For this bonus podcast, we're going to try something very different. Just what questions don't potential advocates think to ask that may influence their choice of advocacy or care management as a profession? In this case, we can't provide answers because everyone's answers will be different. You'll see why as I begin to ask them. You'll need to answer them for yourself. So we'll start with some questions about you, your personality, your regard for important aspects of being a good advocate, such as, are you a people person? Do you truly enjoy working with people? Are you a good listener? Are you empathetic? Are you trustworthy? Are you patient? A confident communicator? Do you have a thick skin? You'll need to look inside yourself for honest answers to those questions. A no to any of them would suggest that advocacy may not be the right career for you. The next group of questions is actually a sampler, because there are 16 different questions in this group, and we're not going to ask all of them. Later in this podcast, I'm going to tell you how to get a hold of the entire assessment quiz to determine whether advocacy in any form would be a good choice for you. This group of questions regards your advocacy skill set. Do you understand how the health system works, both care and cost? Do you understand how health insurance works if you'll be working in the United States? Not so important, of course, if you work in Canada or another country. What about your knowledge of privacy legislation like HIPAA? Are you a creative problem solver? Again, these are just a group of related questions. Our next group of questions regards ethics and allegiance. You'll remember we talked about the allegiance factor in podcast number 5. We like to think that private advocacy is among the most ethical of professions. In fact, it's so important that you can't be certified as an advocate without understanding it well. Among the ethical tenets is transparency. You must be willing to be an open book with your clients as you work with them. So, is that something you'll be able to be and do? And finally, some more practical questions for you. And again, your answers will be different from someone else's because you'll be starting your own business. And eventually, you'll have to quit your current job to do that. Do you have enough money in the bank to carry you over for maybe 6 months or a year? What about startup costs? These will vary from advocate to advocate, but taking into account everything from office space to liability insurance, you're going to need a minimum of several thousand dollars, and you may need up to $20,000 or $25,000. Further about details, are you good at time tracking, record keeping? And finally, one of the seemingly simplest of questions can become a real hurdle for many, including those who have great advocacy skills. It's a doing business question. Can you ask for a signature on a contract and then ask for money? Even if you can do everything else about advocacy without missing a beat, if you can't ask for a signature on a contract, discuss costs with a client, and ask to be paid, then you can't be successful in business for yourself. Now, I may have shocked you with that question, so let me soften that blow just a little. Helping you learn to ask for contract signatures and then ask for money, those are actually things that we, through AFA, can teach you to do. It will take some effort on your part, of course, but we can teach you the least difficult and best ways to make it happen. And, here's a promise, once you've done it a couple of times, it may actually seem quite easy. But you have to be willing to learn, willing to practice, and be willing to follow other steps to help you start and grow your practice. Because here, at the end of this podcast series, I'm here to tell you, we want you to succeed. Let me repeat that. We want you to succeed. Our goal as the Alliance of Professional Health Advocates is to create a workforce of ethical and quality and compassion-driven advocates to serve the patients who need them, and that includes you. All that to say, yes, these are important questions to ask, but you can also expect that if there are holes in your knowledge or abilities, then AFA will help you find them and fill them. I mentioned a few minutes ago that these questions are just some of a bigger body of questions. The rest of them can be found in a book called, So You Want to Be a Patient Advocate? Choosing a Career in Health or Patient Advocacy. It's available to you and cited on the page that follows up this podcast. Thanks for listening. This is the last podcast in our series called Is Independent Advocacy Right for Me? We hope you've learned something useful throughout the series, and we hope you heard us loud and clear that we want you to decide to become an advocate. We also hope you see through this series that we don't want to sugarcoat the process. Yes, it's hard work. It takes heart, commitment, and lots of elbow grease. But as you watch yourself progress and as you experience the gratitude of those patients and caregivers you will help, you will find it to be the most rewarding experience you've undertaken in your entire life. The most rewarding. Please feel free to return at any time to these podcasts. And of course, should you have questions, and if you're an AFA member, you can reach out at any time to member services or through the Connect discussion forum. If you're not a member of AFA yet, and as you've heard me say before, we do hope you'll consider joining. The sooner you join, the sooner you'll be on your journey, on your way to becoming independent and investing your passion and interest into a career that benefits so many, you among the most important. You'll find the application at aphadvocates.org. We hope to see you there.